This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another Seagate podcast. I have on the line with me Sherman Black, who's the Senior Vice President and General Manager at Seagate. And today we're going to be talking about some of the new spaces that Seagate will be entering and some of the market forces and ideas that are driving some of the changes in storage. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Black.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on there at Seagate. I know there's been a shift now to some smaller form factors. Can we talk about some of the issues that are involved in that?
Yeah, we've actually been driving, working with some of our partners here for the last couple of years, trying to determine at what point does it make sense to really start to shrink the footprint of these drives. We pulled the trigger on that. We've got that in progress now, and we've coupled it in conjunction with both a form factor and a serial interface to really provide the customers a path to design some really interesting packaging. And that packaging is delivering things like improved airflow, as well as really enabling them to do a lot better job of server consolidation.
Now, there's a lot of issues that have been involved in this. Certainly, every company, from the companies that make chips to companies that make any kind of these boxes, power and cooling is a really important factor. And this especially becomes important when you're talking about, you know, some of the new needs of the network with, you're going to have large amounts of data that you're going to need to store, and you're going to need to store it all in one place. Can you talk a little bit about some of those power and cooling issues and how that plays a factor, especially when we're talking about the large amounts of data that are going to be sort of needed to be available for some of the new technologies and some of the new net services that are available?
Yeah, some of the trends we're seeing right now as we sit down and work with our partners is as they do data center design with the end users, what we're seeing is as much concern regarding operation cost as we see around acquisition cost. So there's as much focus on what the total cost of ownership is once they scale up a data center as just the initial cost to do that. And so the types of problems we've been trying to assist with is looking at basic power consumption. And one of the key metrics that our customers are starting to put back to us, a driving metric, is watts per gigabyte. And so our efforts to continue to find ways to increase areal density and really find what is the right combination of design points to fit a certain application, for example, internet data centers. Our business critical line of products is really tailored to do that and provides those customers with the best total cost of ownership package, really finding ways to improve their operating costs in addition to providing the best acquisition costs.
Now, this is kind of new territory, I think, or at least it's been emerging territory for a company like Seagate. I mean, there's had to be a lot of sort of change in the way that one approaches the idea of what a data center is and how one is storing that information. Tell me a little bit about sort of what some of the needs would be in the network versus, say, a direct attached storage need and what some of those differences are and how that's changed.
Let me take maybe a little different approach in trying to categorize the types of data centers. For example, a traditional data center for an enterprise office type of environment, the focus was on extreme data integrity. And, you know, in other words, you could not lose a bit or have any kind of a corruption whatsoever. That's typical for a traditional data center application. So we've designed our enterprise products to really accommodate that. The thing we've seen emerging here over the last couple of years has been the type of content that the internet data centers are driving is really a lot different than the traditional data centers. And these are very rich in terms of media, and the types of data integrity and performance attributes are really a lot different than some of our traditional applications we've served. So we've tried to answer that with our Barracuda ES class of products. I think we've been able to respond to that both, as I said earlier, around operating cost as well as acquisition cost, but really a totally different approach to that. And we continue to find ways to optimize our product lines to serve the various needs of the tiered storage stack.
So as we go forward with some of the new needs of the network, more people using video online, there's a lot of information out there, and people are going to be expecting all of this information and all of this data to be kind of flowing at them for free. Now, this seems like this could be kind of a great opportunity for a company like Seagate. Can you talk a little bit about that storage boom that's taking place and it's, I guess, some of the factors that are driving it in on the net?
So I think we're very excited about some of the usage models we're seeing today as opposed to some of the more traditional ones. As I said earlier, you know, some of our some of the new trends we're seeing around internet data centers, the content is extremely rich. And by that I mean it's a lot more than just spreadsheets and databases and things like that. The types of media that are being sent across the internet really present a tremendous opportunity for Seagate and the disk drive industry to step up and provide customers a path to not only attractive acquisitions costs to enable these new business models, but also provide something that fits well within the ecological concerns of the world going forward, and that is a really a drive that is focused on power reduction and providing the best watts per gigabyte usage model that you can, and our Bearcat ES drives are really aligned well to that.
How's a company like Seagate had to think differently about what it does, about the products that it uses, given that the landscape has really changed in just the last few years with the onslaught of video? You know, how has thinking changed internally?
Yeah, I think our enterprise organization has always been focused on, you know, number one is data integrity. And that's not to say that we're not still focused on data integrity, but along with that, our customers were always driving around performance, and that's just feeds and speeds. How fast can you move the data? How fast can you access it? As these new applications emerge, we find that there are different driving metrics, and it's really a lot more focus on cost per gigabyte and watts per gigabyte. And as you look at those two driving metrics, it allows you to, if you say that's my priority, you really approach the design of the drive a little differently than you do on some of the more traditional enterprise opportunities. And this is really a key market for us because it is a tremendously quick moving space. I think it's still being formed in terms of some of the customer demands, some of the business models. You're seeing some succeed, some fail. And so, you know, we're still navigating through that, but the bottom line is it's still moving up and to the right on the growth chart, and it's a very attractive market for us and one we're well positioned for.
If folks would like to find out a little bit more about the Bearcat ES class of drives and some of the other things that Seagate has been doing, is there can they go to the website?
Absolutely, go to our website. And I think the thing I'd tell you to consider as you're looking for a drive to run your internet data center or to serve your tiered storage needs, keep in mind Seagate has a tremendous legacy in the enterprise space, and we've taken that decades of experience and we've applied that to serving this new fast exploding market segment, and I think we've got some great products to answer for that.
And that would be at Seagate.com?
That's correct.
www.seagate.com. Sherman Black is the Senior Vice President and General Manager for Seagate, and it's been great talking with you on the podcast today.
Michael, thank you very much for your time.